Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of 7-Minute Scaling Secrets, where we interview entrepreneurs and learn a secret on how they scaled up their businesses. Today, we have a special guest, Crystal Goh, who runs a PR company in Singapore that works with startups and venture-backed companies. Crystal, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself? This episode was brought to you by Superscaling. Join the foundation program today and learn how you can systemize and superscale your business so that you can get $100,000 a month at least with a productive team from all over the world, raving fans as clients and happy founders who have true freedom. Visit superscaling.com/foundation today. And now back to the episode.
Hello, Elvin. Hi, I'm Crystal. So I'm founder of GoPR. Like you mentioned, we work with venture-backed companies. We work with angel-backed companies in Singapore. And what we really like to do is, if you can see the screen, it says building small giants. So we enjoy working with younger brands a lot because we get to see the impact of our work, right? We get to see them reach audiences that they would not usually reach out to through like other kind of marketing channels. So maybe I could share a little bit about myself with you.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I've been in PR for the past decade, right? And how I got into building GoPR was that I was working in PR agencies, I was working in communications roles in-house. And along the way, actually, I got a little bit bored. I started a social enterprise, creating games for seniors. Along the way, I got approached by a lot of small business owners because they saw like the publicity that we created for the project. And then they started asking me whether I could do PR for them. I was freelancing, moonlighting for a bit, and decided to then build grow PR as a business with a team. Yeah.
Nice.
A little bit about it.
Well, you very organically became like the PR expert that you are today. Is this expertise built from like all these PR networks that you've, you know, amassed over the years? Is that one of the ways that you became so good with PR?
I think this is also because it is my bread and butter, right? It's what I was trained to do. It is essentially the only thing that I knew when I graduated to work in all that. So realizing that this could be a skill that could potentially support small companies was what changed the game. Previously, when I was working as an employee, I did a lot of PR for like bigger companies. But when I can see the impact that it creates for smaller companies, then it really gives me a lot of excitement.
I think it's one of the main points of running businesses, right? I think too many people focus on the fact that it's all about profits. It's really also about the passion and the purpose that, you know, drives us. And for yours, your example is definitely like a passion and purpose that you kind of organically, or can I even say like fell into and then became something that you absolutely loved. And the impact that it created as a result is also something that I guess fulfills that purpose that we are looking for. Awesome. PR is great. I know, as an entrepreneur myself, as a business owner, I'm always looking at ways to grow my business. And when I look at it, there are three main components of a business, right? There's sales, there's marketing, and then there's fulfillment. Under marketing, you know, you have everything from like Facebook advertisements to, SEO to digital, all forms of digital marketing. And I would even put PR under that. And that's under marketing, right? But like when you look at a whole range of marketing options, how do you tell if like a business is, you know, suitable for PR or not?
So there are a lot of factors that come into play. And for us, it's very important to be able to qualify whether a business is ready for PR before we take on any project, because we want to make sure that we can deliver the work, right? So firstly, there are a couple of industries that we can't touch and we avoid, right? Because the editors want to feature businesses in a certain way. And if it doesn't fall into that category, then it's going to be very difficult for these businesses. So there are certain categories that don't work out. But let's say if, you know, you are running like a business in technology, you are creating like something that is F&B related, or like fashion, healthcare, then usually we would look at a couple of areas. A lot of times we work with startups that are quite early stage, right? So we want to make sure first that, you know, they have actual customers, they have built that early traction, and have that infrastructure set up, like their website, they have like a couple of marketing things going on. To make sure all those things are in place. And that's where they need an extra push, which is PR, to help them reach out to certain audiences that they wouldn't be able to. That's where we think that, okay, it's a right fit. And a lot of times founders come to us when they want to create awareness for their business, build credibility, and then take their business to the next level.
So here's my question. What happens when a business is like very traditional or very like ordinary? Like, you know, I used to think that my business was very ordinary too, right? Mm-hmm. Would an ordinary business be suitable for PR then? How do I, as a business owner, find those stories within myself or my business? Is that something that, you know, I can tell whether my business is suitable for PR or not?
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't think that your story is ordinary. Because I mean, when you spoke to me, right, like I immediately knew that it was kind of exciting already. Even though your purpose of PR was just to publish a book, right? But you have an incredible backstory of how like you raised like so much money. Sorry, you sold your business for like a big amount of money at a very young age. So if a business happens to be in a very traditional industry, then we look at this person who we are able to profile. For example, I have a client that runs an SEO agency, search engine optimization, which is like super boring, right? But he used to be an ex-gangster and like he changed his life and stuff like that. So that is an example of a crazy story that we are able to profile. Other things are like, let's say, they could be in very traditional service-based industries, but they are trying to do things differently. So for example, they may be incorporating technology in their business. Or like, for example, we are currently speaking with this guy who runs like a printing company, and they transform the business a lot to one that is now going into digital cards, digital name business cards. Yeah. Wow. So those are some examples.
Oh, I love that. Like, so it's not just about the business that you are in. It's really about like all these other things, right? Who is running the business and the story behind that founder is probably going to be something exciting to talk about as well. I think that's one of the problems that business founders and owners face. Like, our stories are very normal to us, literally because that is the story that we lived all our life, right? And it takes like someone else to look at us, look at what we went through and go like, holy crap, that's not normal. That's different. That's inspiring. That's something that people can learn from or want to hear about. And I didn't realize that until I met you too, right? And then found out more about what PR meant and what kind of lens we need to have as business owners to look at PR. Cool. And tell me a little bit more. I might know, but I think the audience is going to be somebody that benefits from this. Tell me a bit more about the misconceptions that you hear or that you know business owners have regarding PR.
So before we take on clients, right, we are very, very careful, like I shared with you, because of these reasons, like there are certain industries that we can't touch, or we need to make sure that our business is truly ready. We need to know what are the angles that we can communicate and stuff like that, so that the media picks it up. So we are very careful about that. But the misconception, a lot of the times the misconception is that business owners think that PR is almost exactly the same as marketing. So they think that PR people are able to spin anything out of nothing, and then that is going to make news. And a lot of times, some business owners, they do think that, oh, what they have is incredibly news-breaking. But a lot of times when they tell us, we hear these things on a daily basis, right? So we know if it's going to make news or not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that's also part of the expertise that you bring to the table. And I love the fact that you mentioned your qualification process is really important and something that you absolutely abide to, because that means that when a client needs PR or thinks that they need PR and they approach you, it doesn't mean that they are naturally just going to be able to pay a bill and then get things done, right?
Yeah.
You have to be able to see something be able to support them, be able to, you know, see that, you know, results can be obtained before you even say yes to accepting their credit card.
It's very different from like putting out a brochure or coming up like social media content, right? Any business is able to do that, but not every business is able to do PR or like get good results that you're hoping to achieve through PR.
Right.
So that's a challenge.
So from what you're saying, PR isn't for everyone then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are some industries that shouldn't look at PR?
Okay, so we get a lot of leads on a daily basis, and a lot of these come from like self-employed industries. So for example, property agents, insurance agents, let me think like pseudoscience kind of companies, or like finance, making money, like online trading companies that teach you how to trade and stuff. So a lot of times these industries are ones that we wouldn't really take on,
okay,
for a couple of reasons, right? Firstly, they are very, very saturated. Like there's so many insurance agents, property agents out there. And unless they're doing something really different, like they are wearing like a Spider-Man suit to sell insurance every single day, then okay, maybe we can do something about it. But like most of the time, no. Another thing is that it falls into a sort of a category that the media may not want to cover.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So these are the regulations that prevent coverage, right, on certain industries. I know Vice is also something that probably wouldn't be in the mass media.
Correct. Like, so there was this company that came to us, and they were doing gambling and they were doing crypto. And so it was everything combined that the media is like not going to cover. So we have to just tell them that, unfortunately not going to work out.
Okay, yeah, I guess that those are regulatory issues. Yeah. What if an insurance agent is somebody that has an incredible story, then like somebody that individual has like such an incredibly like different story? Is that somebody that is, you know, worthy of, you know, going to the press then?
Yeah, it is possible. So like, for example, if this insurance agent, he sells insurance by day and then by night he actually has a zicha store.
Okay.
Or he like sells like mala potato chips or something like that, right? Like something totally different. Then it's possible for us to tell his story a little bit. Yeah. Oh. Or like if you know this person actually has gone through certain challenges in his life to get to where he is now or where she is now. Yeah, those are some things that we can use as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that goes back to what we were talking about. Like even for regular business owners, figuring out the story that they have for themselves, I think that's something that immediately sets the business apart. Like I used to always think that it was all about the business and never about, you know, our stories as humans. But more and more, I realized that as part of running a business, if we can actually understand the personal brand that we bring to the table, that really shapes everything. And it cascades down. Not just to your customers or to the press, but to your teams as well, because who you are shapes the values, shapes the personality, shapes the company culture that you have in your company. So yeah, absolutely loving this, resonating with this. Cool. Is there anything else that you like to share with like business owners who might potentially think about, you know, using PR as a strategy?
Maybe a couple of things. So usually we would encourage like business owners who come to us to make sure that there are a couple of things in place first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have like a sound model. They know that, you know, the business is running like in a stable kind of manner. And they are not trying to rely on PR just for sales. Right. So, I mean, that those are some of the things to make sure that, you know, if their branding is off, to get it right first, their website and all that is in place. And then we can talk about what are the objectives and outcomes for PR. So to be very clear, are they hoping to reach out to more investors, customers, right, or maybe partners to resell their products, right? So to be clear about that. And then to also sort of have in mind what exactly they want to communicate. So this is a process that we will walk through with them as well. Like what are some of the angles that we can take? And sometimes when we go through this process, then we realize, maybe they're not ready for PR right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then they go off, get everything sorted, and then come back again when whenever they're ready.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Love this process. It's very customer-centric. It's not very hard sales. It's all about like getting the results for the clients that you serve. And you know, that's something that resonates a lot with me. Cool. All right, Crystal, thanks for sharing all that information. I'm sure the audience wants to know more about what you do, how to reach out to you, and whether or not their business is somebody that or something that you know your business can potentially help and support. So what's the best way for the audience to reach out to you?
Okay, so businesses that are looking for PR, they can reach out to us at our website. They can fill an inquiry form there. We are at growpublicrelations.com, so growpublicrelations.com. Okay, so growpublicrelations.com. Also, alternatively, if they are looking at PR but are not willing to commit to like an very expensive retainer fee or like a package, they're not so sure about it, they can also join our bootcamp. So we have started conducting DIY PR bootcamps where people can learn a little bit more about how to develop their angles, flesh out their angles. So founders can actually think about their PR angles along the way as they're running their business, so they can be a bit more conscious and mindful of what they need to get the best PR out there. We also would guide founders as to how they can reach out to the media on their own, or like marketing leaders, how they can do that, build connections with media contacts, and lastly, how to prepare for media interviews, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. Yeah. Ooh. So this is a bootcamp that's happening on the 28th, 29th July. If people are keen, they can register as well.
Sweet. So if I have like a marketing person or a PR person, I can basically have them join this bootcamp as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So people, if you're interested, go check it out. growpublicrelations.com. Reach out to Crystal, reach out to her team, and I'm sure that they'll be able to help you with your PR needs. Thank you so much for being on this show, Crystal. Really appreciate your time, and I hope the audience also learned something from you. I definitely did. To everyone else who's listening, really appreciate you guys. If you like this episode, please like, comment, share, subscribe, review this podcast so that more episodes can be put out for you. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Please take care and be safe.